morning. Good afternoon. You're the first to arrive, so we're waiting a little bit for others to arrive. And if you're the only one who arrives in the first 10 minutes, then we cancel the class.
Has joined.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chemin Ha Tati Serura. Alafet Gimo, Yutak Sadi. Kabel Rinat. Amcha sagvenu, kaharenu, nora, ufeshayen, sintet nun. Nagibor, dorshe yehudcha, kivavat shamrem, nun gimel dalet, yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem, rachame sidkatcha, tamid gamlem, betet resh, sadi taf gimel. Chasin kadosh, biro tucha, nael adata, ket kuf bet, tet nunayan. Yachid ge'er, lamcha p'nei, zokrei kedushata, yud gimel lamed, pei zayin ku. Shavateinu kabel, ushma tziakateinu, yodea ta'alumot, shin kufav, tzadi yuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apaim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, noseh avon wafesha, v'pata'a v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty. Using a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, this tool comes from Parashat Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabri chu ishkinte vidkhilu urchimu udkhilu udkhilu urchimu le'ahta l'shem yud he bavavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'ayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar, the Kamatar, Tane Nandakucha, Berichu, Koma de Aved, Leela Witata, Kolaihu, Kishot the Ovada, Ikshot, Belait Lach Mila Bialma, Divae Bardash, Ledach Yaleya. Mine Yaula Naga, Deyakalana dehakuhu ovada dikshot inun wikola itzderich the alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy as well. The verse is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami leIsrael untati vishakam takta willo yergaz od willo yosifu bnei avla leanoto kaasher barishona. The energy of our current year, 5781, is redemption. Providing the children of Israel are prepared for the redemption. We study again one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. That verse is Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Wagam mehem etach lakohanim lalivim. Amar Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yo Ahe Dawanu Heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe Wayo Layo Sayo Te Alame Mehe Shila Lahe Aka Aka Heta Esayo Alada La Awahe Hea Yozala Me Behe He Reo He Kome Ba Awa Kalayo La Wawa Pehela Nula ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nuta he he a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Ma nu yo. He a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la re yo, ashi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me, nu nu wa nu yo ta, me be he, pe wa yo, nu me yo yo la, he re he, me tsa re, wa me be yo he he, a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a kameta. Hey hey yo anu da la he wa he mea yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo me 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 la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa me nu la nu me ha yo hey yo me nu hey hey te wa nu yo hey hey shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa hey re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo se za. He si he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nuko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be mo wa he ala wa me za yo. He da he be me ka ko ala a he be he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The tzaddikim who left this day, the sixth day of Cheshvan and of Kislev, Rabbi Michael Ber Mishmandel, Rabbi Shlomo Abu Ma'aravi, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap, Rabbi Chaim Shanu Shmuel Lopian, Rabbi Yecheskel Shraga Lipschitz Halberstam, our class today can be found, the handout can be found on the unique astrological times link. When that landing page opens up, please scroll down to a section right after Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The section is titled A Time for Miracles, Including a Ritual. There are three links under this, and we will start with the first one and see how far we get. A special time in a special year. The Sefer Brit Menucha, the Covenant of Comfort, reveals that the ninth minute of the ninth hour of the ninth day of the ninth month, it's no longer the ninth year of a Yovel, so we have four nines. This moment is a period of time called an et ratzon, a time of goodwill. In my opinion, the term et ratzon represents the light and the vessel in unity. Thus, it becomes a time of desire fulfilled. The last time this ninth of the 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 ninth occurred was in the year 5724, which is 1964. Except nobody knew about it, because the people who calculated the Yovel did not speak to the Kabbalists who read the Sefer Brit Menucha. So the information was never unified. The modern Kabbalists and the Gaonim, the leaders of the generation, have authorized us to utilize this time of Et Ratzon to express our desires and know that they will be fulfilled. It is best to do our actions in sync with the time in the land of Israel, rather than our own time, as told by the rabbis. This is because the period of Et Ratzon is best connected to the land of Israel, since the metaphysical energy is strongest there. I will be doing it at both times, and I suggest you do so as well. Now, when is that time? That time is Wednesday morning at roughly 3 a.m. When is it in our time, in Eastern time zone? It's 3 a.m. Wednesday morning. When is it in Israel? You add 6 hours to that time period, and it brings you to approximately 9 a.m. So we are going to do this ritual Wednesday morning's prayer class at 7 a.m. West Coast time, which is 10 o'clock Eastern time. I'm skipping the section of calculating the Yovel. And it's interesting information, and we'll deal with it again when the Yovel comes around again. So what is the actual ritual itself? What is being revealed to the non-Kabbalists from the Sefer Brit Menucha is how powerful the number 9 is. The Kabbalists know this from the connection of the number 9 to the Sefirah of Yesod. Yesod represents
has joined.
The gathering and the dispersing energy. The Sefer Brit Menucha reveals that the more number 9 that one connects to, the better, especially during these 9 minutes. Before you start to meditate to be in Israel, to be in Jerusalem, to be at the Temple Mount, and to be in the Holy of Holies, as this is the strongest energy location in the universe. Here is some Torah and Kabbalah verses to connect with the number 9. I am sure that there are more verses of the Torah, and they will be revealed in time. The Kabbalists have taught us that the name of Hashem, when fully spelled out in 4 different ways, connect to all the 4 worlds. And these 4 names, the 4 worlds, have 9 yuds as follows. The Atzilut is Yud Hey Vav Hey, with 4 yuds. And the gematria of that name, spelled out, is 8 times 9, or 72. But it's important to recognize the 8 and the 9. The world of Briah is Yud Hey Vav Hey, spelled in a different way, and it has 7 nines, making it 63. The world of Yetzirah, Yud Hey Vav Hey, has 5 nines. And the world of Asiyah is the number 52, which is 5 times 9 plus 7. It has 1 yud and 9 letters, as you'll see in the verse below. The verse in Psalms, which is said near the end of the Amidah, comes from chapter 19, verse 15. The verse is Yihiyu l'ratzon imri pi v'hagayon libi lafanecha Hashem tzuri v'goali. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable before thee, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. If you count the words, there are 10 words, and there are 10 yuds in this verse. But one of these words does not have a yud, so there's only 9 words that have a yud. And one word has 2 yuds. The Kabbalists teach us that we do not count the word without the yud, and we're only going to use one of the yuds from each word. Therefore, this verse has 9 words and 9 yuds. It is to be utilized during this prayer during this time of goodwill. The final action. It is best to give tzedakah as soon after this prayer as possible. The tzedakah should be given in multiples of 9, 9 pennies, 9 nickels, 9 dimes, 9 quarters, 9 half dollars, 9 dollar bills, 9 $5 bills, 9 $10 bills, 9 $20 bills, 9 $50 bills, 9 $100 bills, or 9 $1,000. Give in multiples that are a stretch for you. Not ruinous, but a stretch. You can also donate time in multiples of 9 as well. 9 minutes, 9 hours, 9 days. We will do this connection Wednesday morning. Please be prepared. Here are some items to think about what you want to pray for. We would ask for the health for the children of Israel. We can also ask for specific names of people. When you're going to mention this name, this person, mention their name and their mother's name if you know it. And if you don't know it, everybody is a child of Sarah. Sarah Imenu. Sarah, our mother. The patriarchess. Pray for peace. Pray for serenity. But not just for yourself, for the whole world. Or for your family, or for your community. Pray for health, for wealth, for filling the need for marriages, for soulmates, for healthy children, for happiness and joy, for getting a good new job, for pleasing your boss. Any specific item of your heart's desire, or all of your heart's desires, please join us Wednesday morning. That's 7 a.m. West Coast time, 8 a.m. Mountain time, 9 o'clock Central time, and 10 o'clock East Coast time. And this is a ritual that can be done every day during the month of Kislev. Now, the second of the three links is our Ani meditation. And I'm going to take the time to start with page 2, not the meditation itself, because we'll do that as part of the ritual, but to understand what is this realignment prayer. Prayers work only when they are recited with sincere devotion. You have to mean it in order to make it come true. You have to ingest and invest your consciousness into the words that you're saying. It is best to recite this prayer aloud in a whisper, including all of the names that are here. In order to solicit a meditative effect, it is best to recite each name and each stanza of the prayer 3 times. These will be marked with a code of 3 X's. Faith here is the essential ingredient. Words work because we believe them to work, actually. Words work because you know they will work. This prayer contains powerful concepts and names which can truly support the process of the realignment of one's soul with one's divine source. Please note that this prayer can be translated and recited in any language. Hebrew is not required, not necessary, and unless it is one's mother tongue, not suggested. But you need to understand what you're saying, and that's why it's written here in English. Behold, I proclaim my intent, my purpose, and my desire to align myself, my being, my soul, and my body with my divine source and creator, the active being of all existence. I am Ani. I merge my identity with my divine source to receive from there all the blessings that both heaven and earth have to offer. I begin by contemplating my inner eye, Ani, in my physical body, and I merge with the divine source by the sacred sound, Yo Hey Wa Hey, Yo Hey Wa Hey. I realign my body with my inner Malchut and the Malchut of my divine source. I realign my body with my inner Malchut and the Malchut of my divine source. I'm going to do another stanza. I contemplate my inner I, Ani, in my focused creative energy, and I merge with the divine source by the sacred sound. Yo. I realign my creative energies with my inner Yesod and the Yesod of my divine source. I realign my creative energies with my inner Yesod and the Yesod of my divine source. I realign my creative energies with my inner Yesod and the Yesod of my divine source. You do the rest of the 10 verses. You get the idea. You're creating the inner essence of each Sephirah. When we do it at night as part of our connection, we are connecting to the Sephirah using the Hebrew word. And continuing with the third link, titled The Secrets of Patach Eliyahu. Many people do not know what Patach Eliyahu is. Its literal translation is the opening of Eliyahu. And when you first open this handout out, It really doesn't explain itself, and it gives you a Brazilian or Portuguese link. But below the box, you'll find 18 verses. And I'm just going to read the English because that's all we have time for this morning or afternoon. The first verse, Elijah opened and said, "The master of the world, you are one without count. You are the supernal of all supernals, the concealed of all concealed. There are no thoughts that can grasp you at all." Essentially, what we did with the Ani meditation is we started with Malchut and rose to Keter. With Patach Eliyahu, we're starting with Keter and coming down to Malchut. Together, these two combined bring a unified whole. The second verse, you brought out 10 corrections that we call the 10 Sephirot to establish the behavior of concealed worlds that cannot be revealed and worlds that can be revealed. Within them, you concealed yourself from humans. You connect and you unify them. And because you are the inner of them, whoever separates one from any of the 10 connected ones is considered as those separating from you. Chas v'shalom. The third verse. The 10 Sephirot follow their order, one long, one short, and one medium, and you control them. There is nothing that controls you, not above, not below, and not from any side. The one that is long is the right column, the one that is short is the left column, and the one that is medium is the central column. These are the meanings of these code words. Verse 4. You dress them with garments from which the souls open up to the people. You prepared bodies for them, that is called a body to the garments that cover them. What you're saying is that the body is a garment that people, that the soul puts on. The fifth verse. In this correction, they are called chesed, which is the right arm, Kivurah, the left arm, Tiferet, which is the body, the chest above the diaphragm. Netzach and Hod are the two legs. The Yesod is the lower part of the body, meaning the sexual or items. The mark of the Holy Covenants and the Malchut, which is the mouth, we call it the Oral Torah. This is confusing for some people, because in the frame of the head, the mouth is the Malchut. But we're talking about the chest, the right arm, the left arm, the body. And the last item is the mouth. It doesn't make sense, but it does. If you contemplate it, you will begin to see how it makes sense. The sixth verse. Chachma, the brain, is the inner thought. Bina, the heart, and within it, the heart understands. Of those two, it is said, the concealed Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh-Elokeinu. We're here applying a name of God to the Sephirot. The seventh verse. The supernal Keter is the crown of Malchut. It is said about it. It tells the end from the beginning, and it is the skull for the tefillin. The eighth verse. From its inner, it is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is the way of Atzilut. It is the nourishment to the tree with its arms and branches. like water that irrigates the tree and grows, causes it to grow. Verse 9. Master of the worlds, you are the supernal of all supernals, the cause of all causes. You bring water to the tree from that spring, and that spring is like the soul to the body, which is life to the body. There are no images of you and no shape or form to all that is inside or outside. That is to not be perceived. That's what we're being taught. The 10th verse. You created heaven and earth and brought out the sun and the moon, the planets and the constellations of the zodiac. On the earth, trees and grass and the Garden of Eden, animals and birds and fish, and humans, to see the reflection of the supernal and how the supernal and the lower ones behave, and how the supernal is gleaned from the lower ones, and no one has any knowledge of you at all. Besides you, there is no one unique in the upper or lower realms. You are master over everything. The verse is talking about God, who created everything. Verse 11. And each of the Sephirot has a known name, and in them the angels were called. You have no name because you fill up all the names, and you are the completion of all of them. And when you remove yourself from them, the names are left like a body without a soul. The 12th verse. You are wise and not in a known wisdom. You understand and not in a known understanding. You have no known place but to be found with your strength and force. To the children of man, you show them how the world is executed with judgment and mercy, which are justice and laws according to the actions of man. Verse 13. Judgment is Gevura. Laws is the central column. Justice is the holy Malchut. Scale of justice are the two columns of truth. And justice is the sign of the covenant. All is made to show how the world functions in the system, but not that you have known justice that is judgment, and known laws that are mercy. And none of these attributes at all apply to God. 14th verse. Rise, Rabbi Shimon, and renew those things by your actions, for permission was given to you to reveal these concealed secrets. Permission to reveal, which was given to no other man until now. The 15th verse. Rabbi Shimon rose and opened and said, for you, Hashem, the greatness, the might. Supernal ones, listen, those that sleep in Hebron, and the faithful shepherd, wake up from your sleep. Stop your sleep and rejoice with the ground dwellers. Those are the righteous from the side from whom it was said, I sleep and my heart is awake. And they are not dead, because of them was said, wake up and rejoice. Verse 16. Faithful shepherd, wake up, you and the patriarchs, to the awakening of the Shekhinah that is sleeping in exile. Up until now, all the righteous are sleeping and sleep in their eye holes. The Shekhinah then gives three voices towards the faithful shepherd and said to him, rise, faithful shepherd, for about you was said, the voices of my uncle Knox, by me with his four letters. And with them, he said, open for me my sister, my wife, my pure dove, because your wrongs are no longer considered, daughter of Zion. He will not prolong your exile. Verse 17. For my head is drenched with dew, which is drenched, what is drenched with dew? And the Holy One, blessed be he, said, you may think that from the day that the Holy Temple was destroyed, I entered my house and dwelling place, but it is not so. I will not enter as long as you are in exile. Here is your sign. My head is drenched in dew. Hay is the Shekinah in exile. Her completion and her life is due. Tau, which is Yud Hey Vav. And the letter values sums up to 39, which is due, Tau. It fills up the Shekinah from the source of all the supernal emanations. The faithful shepherd immediately rose with the holy patriarchs along with him. And the 18th verse. Up to this point is the secret of the unification. From here on, the first portion of the concealed Torah, the Tikkuni Zohar. If we were to study this ritual, or to study at the time of this ritual, we would have to study for at least another 2-3 hours. And we would gain with the insights that are drawn by, from those soldiers. Does anybody have any questions? I wish you all a beautiful day, beautiful week. Shavua Tov. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom. Thank you, Hanok.
Thank you. I hope you'll join us Wednesday morning.
Shalom. I'll be there.
Lineder.
Okay. Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.